KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
That's right. That's right. It's 8 o'clock and a very good morning. It is Takeover Thursday. All day long, we're going to have guest hosts, friends, neighbors, people you see in town, and then people, your doctor and my dentist. We're going to...
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. This is Dr. Vivian Stein. I'd like to introduce you to Laguna Beach. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Good.
Beautiful morning, like always.
That's perfect outside.
It's always pretty here.
It is beautiful. It's beautiful this morning, especially because we've had such crappy days recently.
That's right.
So, yeah. So, welcome. Thank you for doing this, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for helping the radio station. This is KX Takeover. Here are the numbers to remember. 715-5936 in the 949 area. Also, 715-4859 or on the web at 93.5.com/KX Takeover. So you've been my cosmetic dentist for quite some time.
A couple of years.
Because
yeah. I'm 18.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, she just now. I shouldn't reveal the number of years. But I wonder to myself as you sit here with beautiful teeth yourself, by the way.
Thank you.
Do you have a dentist you go to? Or
I don't.
So how does this work?
Isn't it terrible?
Is it self-dentistry for you?
Kind of. It's like a mirror and like doing yourself.
So you figure, all right, I don't need anybody else looking at me. I can handle it. I always wondered that. I was curious.
You know, my dad was a dentist.
Oh.
So every time I go home, he kind of take a look. And I have friends. I have friends that sometimes, but mainly I do it myself, which is weird.
You've never had to like extract your own wisdom tooth or something, I'm sure.
I hope not.
No, wouldn't that, you have to like stand on the counter, and that would be tough to do, I'm sure.
That's right. I will not try that.
Now, you do a lot of great stuff in the community. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. You do some stuff, pro bono work. Can I talk about the orphanage stuff you do? Okay. Dr. Stein does pro bono work for an orphanage or orphanages in underdeveloped countries and just came back from Mexico,
yes.
I'm understanding. Yes. Now, how many kids were we looking at?
We see about 18 kids a day when we go down. It's actually a group created here in Laguna.
Ooh.
It's a local. It's Kevin Baldridge is the founder of our group, and it's called Hope in Motion International. So as it is, we are going to San Miguel de Allende, and we are seeing kids with dental needs, and we took an ophthalmologist this time, so it was great.
Oh,
great work.
That is fantastic. And the kids, sometimes it's their first time ever getting dental work?
Yes, sometimes it is.
Wow.
Yeah, and they are in need of a lot of stuff. So we are still accessing what they need, what they don't need, and, you know, in terms of everything, food, clothing, medical. So little by little, we're going to expand the services that we can provide to them.
That's fantastic. You know, I sit in your chair, and I'm getting my mouth worked on. You don't realize the stuff that you do outside of that, and that's really cool. Thank you for that. Now, musically, I always hear great music at the office. I do. And let's take this moment and say hello to Kimberly, by the way.
Yeah.
Who's like this music maven of knowing, of knowledge and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. They do all this stuff. I have nothing to do with the music at all.
So we give you all the credit for the great music at your office anyway, right?
Yeah.
All right, so if you sit in her chair and you're hanging out, you can just about hear anything. She does the same thing I do. You have your own personal stash. By the way, in case you didn't know, Dr. Vivian Stein and the personal stash are very close. We do the personal stash. And somebody sits in your chair, they go, okay, I like this song. It's usually jazz, because you like jazz, right?
I love jazz.
Right.
I love jazz.
Tell me about some of the jazz that you listen to. You grew up with bossa nova.
Yes, I grew up in Brazil, so bossa nova is like the thing.
Right.
So it's just like, you know, have that music always on at home and in the background. It's relaxing. You never get bored.
Right.
That's why jazz is like so great.
It is. It is beautiful, soothing music. We're not going to hear any of it today, but no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. We might get a little jazz for you later. This is actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Kimberly at your office wanted this one. We're going to play a little Sublime for you. So this is Dr. Vivian Stein, KX Takeover. Give us a call at 949-715-5936. Or 949-715-4859. If you want to talk to her live in studio, if you're a client like I would be calling if I was a client. I would call in and want to talk to you.
I would be scared.
I would call in and want like some advice. You know, doctor, my molar hurts. So if you want to talk to her live, call the 715-5936. Let's give you a little Sublime.
Excuse me. Shut up. How's it going, dude?
Hey, man, what's up?
KX93.5 and the KX Takeover, along with Dr. Vivian Stein, a sublime, fine choice. Fine choice in music. Had a little reggae going. And I noticed that a couple of your songs on your list have a little reggae flavor to them.
I bet this is Kimberly.
I bet she, I bet she. I did too. Good. I did too. I got zero problems with that. Now, Dr. Stein, tell us about Laguna Beach and your favorite things about the community. When you go out at night, if you were to go out at night and you do something, restaurants, you go to the pageant, what are the things that strike you about our community?
Everything is so nice. People are so nice here and friendly.
Right.
And I don't know if it's because I'm here for so long that everywhere I go, I know somebody.
Right.
So there's that feel of a small community.
There's nothing better than that. I do. I feel it too.
Like, you know everybody. And everything is easy. It's just so cool.
Right. I'll go to the grocery store and I'll run into someone at Gelson's, mm-hmm. and then an hour or a couple hours later, whatever, soon I'll run into them somewhere else.
Yeah,
you know, whatever.
That's what I love about here. Yeah. You know, there's just little, you know, community sense.
Right. Do you have favorite restaurants in town?
There's so many.
There's great ones,
there's
yes.
There's so many. I really like Broadway.
That's good stuff, yeah. Yes. They just nailed it. Their menu is so good. Their menu is so delicious.
Everything, the presentation, they have different stuff in the menu.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Gigi's?
No. Is it a bistro?
The little Mediterranean bistro. Yeah.
Yes, I've been. It's really good too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Delicious stuff there. Number one, it's immaculate. So mm-hmm. I don't know if you know, I go and before I go to a restaurant, I'll go stalk it before I actually go. So I'll go and just kind of like look at the kitchen to make sure
you're a germaphobe.
Yes, a little bit. Really? Not a lot, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Do you shake hands?
I fist bump. And
no
then
way.
I'm not stupid enough sometimes to not shake hands in the absolutely proper moment, which where you do. But then I do this.
So you're like Howard Stern.
No, not really. No, but then I spray it with a little alcohol a little bit.
Is that really alcohol? He has a bottle of alcohol.
I do. So yeah.
Maybe it's vodka. You don't know what kind of alcohol. Well, you
I never really clarified that. It might be Everclear for all. But yeah, so I'm not a super stupid germaphobe because I will shake the hand, but I'll think about it afterwards. I will.
But you ever have like a little hole in the wall restaurant that you love the food, but you're afraid to see where it comes from?
Yes. There's a place in Tucson, Arizona called La Parrilla Suiza.
And you don't want to see the kitchen?
I know, but I love their food. the food comes out. It tastes fine. I don't want to know what that kitchen looks like. So yes, that's my one exception. So that, but the other restaurants like here in town, and I made the comment the other day, we had the chef from the Nirvana Grill in here, and it's a great place.
That's really good too.
And they're clean. I had the chef in here.
You already inspected the kitchen.
I did.
Actually, you're the one that put the little letters in the windows.
I'm the health department A inspector. Here's your A for the day. But yeah, so I told her, I said, you know, yeah, I was in a few weeks ago and I just spied your kitchen out and yeah. Yeah, they passed it too. They passed the Ed test.
That's good. So we all can go. Now I know I have to call you first before. Is it safe?
Is this restaurant okay? Have you stalked them yet? No. But yeah, so I'm not stupid about it. I think maybe that is stupid. I freak out on an airplane. You fly a lot.
I do.
I have a problem flying, not because I'm afraid of the airplane crashing or anything. I'm afraid. Yeah, I'm afraid of a kid three rows behind me sneezing.
Okay, so, that I don't like.
Yeah, see?
Coughing and sneezing because I just imagine all the germs and the stuff like flying towards me.
Thank you.
But you're not afraid of the flying.
No. I fly outside the plane on the wing. No, that's no problem.
Especially if there's a sick kid inside.
Especially if there's a sick kid.
Get me out.
So, yeah, that's my deal.
No, that's bad.
Yeah.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, and kids, not that I'm against, I'm not opposed to kids. I have one, right?
But he's grown up.
But
now.
She's an adult now, yeah. And knows how to wash her hands and stuff. Yeah. but parents with young kids, and I know it's tough if you got more than one.
Yeah.
But I find this grosses me out too at the grocery store where they let the kids touch the meat packages and stuff like that. You know, and come on, man. You know.
I know.
All right, I'll leave my obsession.
That's why I have cats.
Oh, see, there you go.
Do you have problems with that?
I don't have problems with cats. I love cats.
Good.
I'm a cat. I'm allergic to their hair. It kind of puffs my eyes up, makes me sneeze. But I do love cats.
And you don't spray them with alcohol.
Oh no. They're clean enough. I think they're doing okay on their own. You chose another song here, and you know what? It's a good one.
What is it?
It's the Redemption song, Bob Marley. Yeah, was that Kimberly or was that somebody else?
I don't know, there's a little letter by it.
M.
Oh, that's Madeline.
All right, Madeline in Dr. Stein's office. Good choice.
Old pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom, 'cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
KX93.5 and a Thursday takeover. Dr. Vivian Stein and a fine choice of music. Bob Marley and the Wailers. Good choice.
That was good.
That was good. That was really good, actually. You've told me you're more into the 80s stuff, too, though.
I love the 80s.
Yeah, I do, too.
80s. I don't know how, because I wasn't born yet.
You weren't. You were born in, like 2001 or something?
Four.
Now, what got you into dentistry? What made you? I know your father was a
yes.
dentist. Your entire life, was he pounding it into you? When you grow
no,
up, you're going to be a dentist.
No, actually, my grandfather also was a dentist. But in Brazil, it's different than here.
Okay.
People don't care that much what is your vocation. It's like you have a grocery store, then you're going to take care of the grocery store. Your father's a dentist, you become a dentist. It's like a family business.
Right.
Yeah, it's your... You inherited that.
Right. So, yeah. Did you find a young interest in it? A young interest in teeth or the mouth? Or?
No, not at all. I just thought this would be really easy because he's going to have to retire. I would take over and that's it. I didn't even think too much about it. And that didn't happen at all because I ended up moving to dental school and everyone went back home. Mm-hmm. And luckily enough, I love it.
Now, let me ask you this. When you go to school and you're in, when you're studying to be a dentist, mm-hmm. and you're learning all of the horrible things that the mouth produces and all the germs that live. Is it hard to kiss someone after that? Are you more selective or were you more selective once you realize, wow, man?
Yeah, I guess so. I think there's stuff that you start like noticing that you wouldn't otherwise.
Right.
I was like, oh, that does not look that good. I don't want to get near to that.
I think I'll just shake his hand and then maybe spray myself
a little
with
alcohol. Maybe I should start doing that.
Yeah, you can borrow my bottle, carry it around for a while. Actually, it works like a little holster thing if you just tap it right there. Now, the worst things about, and we're not going to stay on the subject because I don't want to gross the rest of the audience out.
Yeah, but nobody likes teeth.
Nobody, but people like pretty teeth.
That's true.
There's nothing more, and I think it sounds like an ad, there's nothing more attractive than an unattractive smile. And it's true. People like pretty teeth.
That's true.
And do you find that the biggest laziness that we do is that, like for instance me, you tell me all the time, you got to floss. And
I
floss the day I go see you.
I can't see that.
I try and remember to do it all the time. But is that just something that's so simple and easy to do that people don't do that really affects them?
Oh yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. And you know what is funny? I never like it flossing either. But
right.
then I had braces.
Right.
And it's a nightmare to floss with braces. Okay. So once you have that out, it's right. just like, oh, this is easy.
So yeah. So it's easier to do, I'm taking care of it.
And you know, it just saves you time in the future of so many dental visits. So it's so worth it.
Right. Now, while the song was playing, you and I got into the, like, 5 minutes of talking about snotty kids and stuff like that. And you're not a germaphobe. You would drink, you said you drank tap water in India at one point.
Yeah.
That I could not find myself doing. That would be a tough call. Yeah, drinking tap water anywhere.
Don't think too much about it, I guess.
Right. Okay.
I still, like I said, I have the thing with the coughing and sneezing.
Right.
I don't like that because I feel, oh my God, I'm going to get a cold.
Right. Now, if a patient is sick, someone comes in and sick, do you send them home? You go, hey, you know what?
No, because we have masks. Right. You know, we're protected. But not in a plane with someone sneezing on you. So that's a little different.
I would be the dentist in a hazmat suit. Yes, little Bobby, I'm about to pull your dental. Yeah. All right. Now, you don't drink water enough. We were just talking about one of your favorite little things to do is to go to Best Buy and shop for the As Seen on TV.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
That's
I'm sorry.
I love that.
Forgive me. Now, your favorite new toy is that the soda machine.
I cannot live without it. I have it for many years.
Oh my.
Yeah, my SodaStream. So, love it.
So you make your own soda at home with sugarless soda.
Yes. But even like water, just regular water with some carbonation, it's night and day.
Yeah, you don't drink regular water, you just drink it with the carbonation.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm not a big water drinker either. I get full. Water makes me full. So I don't drink a lot of it.
What about beer?
Same thing with beer.
It makes you full.
Yeah, it makes me full. Like, for instance, I if I'm out, I can't drink more than like three quarters of a, I can't finish
no
a beer.
Way.
I get so full off any beer.
So any liquid?
No, Patron I can drink. I can do like 15, 20 shots of Patron in a night.
It's a very smooth tequila. It just goes down.
Just for some reason, I don't know. And wine, the same thing. If I open a bottle of wine, I can drink the bottle of wine. Sorry, everybody. Yeah, but I can really, so... I don't get full off of certain, what is that?
I don't
get full off certain, but water, immediately. And beer, same thing. Let's talk about the 80s and the music that you love. You chose this next song. I love this song. And I know our audience is, I know our audience is going to love
it.
No way. This band is going to be at the Like Totally Music Fest on May 11th. And we are so looking forward to seeing them. Dr. Stein, this is a fine choice. And it's all yours. I can see your name. Your name is right there next to the side. Yeah, that's really cool. Thank you. The Smiths. KX Takeover. Thursday.
Thank you.
Those are the Smiths. We're going to see them at the Like Totally Music Fest. We are in the middle of a Thursday takeover with Dr. Vivian Stein. And of course, that song was her selection. You're going to the Like Totally Music Fest, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now, oh, you love all of those 80s bands.
I like everything.
Yeah, and they're going to be there. It's going to be a great show. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
Well, we were talking about dating sites earlier and the fact that you've got a friend or you've got a couple of friends that are on dating sites and whatever, and they're struggling a little bit.
Yes.
So what's the problem? We'll call her friend. We'll make up a name. Let's call her friend. Friend. Okay.
Friend.
So, I would never find myself getting on one of those things. If I were like the single guy out and looking.
You never did?
I never.
Ever?
No. Well, no. No, there really hasn't been a dating site that I would find myself wanting to get on. Now I think I only qualify for almost dead weight, site.
There's always my time.
Right. That's people
is it
like
my time
right.
or our time is like
it's somebody's time, but
or
it's
out of time.
Yeah, there's
we are out of time. You should have one like
that. Yeah, that's
right?
That would
you
be me.
You should come up with one like that.
You're almost out of time. But yeah, so
it's
I could
now or never. That's a good one.
That
too.
Is a good dating site right there. Yeah. It's now or never. Doesn't let you swipe either way.
That's
right.
You can't. That's it. That's your only choice. You don't take it. That's it.
Yeah, but when I would have been dating online and stuff. I think Craigslist was the only thing available. You don't want to date on Craigslist.
Was there such a thing? No.
What, dating on Craigslist?
Yeah.
Well, no, there were ads for people that would claim that they were looking for someone, but no, you're probably not going to get the right kind of, no. There's probably money involved.
I'm sure.
Money had to exchange. Flowers.
Some exchange of services,
something, man. So yeah, That wouldn't have been a good idea. No, but as opposed to dating sites, I would rather walk in somewhere and do the old-fashioned thing.
That's,
you know,
right. No, I think that is ideal. Right. You know, you just have, you know, you see the person. It's more natural.
Right.
But I think it's hard nowadays.
Right.
Well, I know everybody's so busy. You don't have time to do things.
And I think that's an excuse. We think so?
I
do. I think we use that as an excuse. Oh, we're so busy now. Well, we're really not any busier than anyone was. Things are easier for us. We have technology to make things easier. We're not busier. We're just, as a society, I just think we're more numb to the sentiment of dating. We're bothered by what it takes to date. We're bothered.
It's now or never.
We are going to launch that site.
I guess.
That's pretty cool.
You're going to be millionaires.
Yeah. But our ad would be just be so offensive to everyone. I would love to make that ad though. It's now or never. Little cemetery.
Oh gosh.
So we're here, we're hanging out with Dr. Vivian Stein. Dr. Vivian Stein is a supporter of KX93.5. She's a supporter of The Mornings with Ed. And Personal Stash, one of my favorite things to do, Dr. Stein helps us put that on. Her number's here. If you want to call and talk to her live in studio and donate, it's 949-715-5936. Or we now have people manning the phones in the office. It's 715-4859. That's also in the 949 area. You can catch us on Facebook. And you can also either become a member or donate a one-time donation, whatever, to kx935.com/kxtakeover. And remember that checks are always welcome here. So I'm having the best time because normally when I see you...
You're just saying that so I don't hurt you next time.
There may be a little truth to that. You know, Ed, you're a little
digging. I'm the best one, right?
You really are.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. Let me just take a minute and embarrass you here. First of all, she's very, very modest, so it's hard to get her even into the situation to talk on air. But when I sit in your chair, I swear I'm not blowing smoke in your face. I would never kid you about this. When I sit in your chair, it just feels like family.
And it's the Xanax. And the Patron.
That's true. It's the Patron and the Xanax working out. On whose part? Mine or yours at that point?
I hope yours, right?
Really. Here, Ed, I got a new pair of pliers. I'm pulling these out. But I just feel so comfortable in your office. It's just such a great atmosphere. It's relaxing.
Thank you.
And no matter what it is you do to me, you actually have done some pretty serious stuff to my face.
Some pretty bad. And you're still here.
And I'm still here.
And you're smiling.
And I'm smiling with all of my teeth.
There's still some teeth.
Now, you've pulled two of my wisdom teeth. Now, Now, is it weird that I saved them and made?
Not at all.
Okay,
I like to save them.
I should have brought them.
Yeah, you know, sometimes because I always ask, "Do you want to keep it?" Right. And every time someone say yes, I go, "Bummer,"
because you save everyone's teeth.
I just want to save it.
We got to make you a necklace with people's teeth and stuff.
I want to do a little Christmas tree. That is freaky, right?
That is freaky, but I'm with you. I'm there.
So cute.
Yeah, I was thinking about with the two wisdom teeth that you made. I make you some earrings, some little dangly earrings.
No earrings.
No earrings?
I think my mom had. I think like in South America, or I don't know if it's a Latin thing. You know, moms like save baby teeth.
Yes.
And they make like little things.
Right.
But it's kind of weird.
Well, you know what I've seen, and I'm not sure if my mom did or not, or we were just, you know, I'm not sure. What I've seen is they have like a photo album. And each baby tooth that comes out, they replace it in the album as if it were a mouth.
Oh, that's nice. That doesn't seem like as creepy as like earrings. Because no, seriously, they do earrings, like little earrings for the kid.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
You just go around with your own teeth, like on your ears.
Yeah, I was thinking that is kind of creepy, but I offered it to you in the best of intentions.
I would have taken.
Yeah, and you know what? The teeth are actually super clean. I threw them in peroxide.
And so they get like super white.
Super white, super clean. That. There's nothing hanging on them.
You can always bring back.
Yeah. I want you to put them back in. Yeah, actually, they're really nice and white. Let's put them back in. So we are talking to Dr. Vivian Stein. Again, if you want to call or check her out, give us a call here at 949-715-5936 live in studio. So are your friends listening today?
I hope so. Probably find out I have no friends.
No, you've got a million friends. I'm sure you do.
I hope so. hope so. We will see.
Yeah, we'll see. We got another song here. Another great song that you chose from that same era. I love your era. I love your, I wish I would have said I love your earrings. They're dangling there with teeth on them. But this is, let's see what we got here.
Which one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Flock of Seagulls. Flock of Seagulls.
That's fun.
This is you. So KX93.5 Takeover, Dr. Vivian Stein. That's the Flock of Seagulls. You ever seen the Flock of Seagulls in concert?
No, I never did. Have you?
They're actually really cool, yes. Let's turn that over. They're actually, yeah.
Yeah,
there's a little live music from the concert. That, yeah, they're actually really good in concert. They put on a really fine show. Their crowd is a little odd.
Well,
I haven't seen them in several years, but their crowd was always really unique. Their crowd was always kind of a darker, like, surf crowd that was mixed with, like, emo crowd.
I would never think it would be a dark crowd, right?
It was kind of an emo disco mix thing. I can't really put my finger on exactly what it was. And by the way, someone in your office, let's see who in your office it is here. wanted a Post Malone song. There it goes. W. Who's
That's
the
Whitney?
Whitney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell Whitney that all of those songs are explicit.
Oh.
They all have some words in them that we can't say.
Bad.
Yeah. We'll find a clean, cool Post Malone song for her, but just not the ones that she requested. So just let her know that. And so how many people do you have in your office?
We are four most of the days, and sometimes we have people that come for, extra work, but right. We are normally four.
Okay. And you have a great staff. I just want to say this really fast. What a cool atmosphere there.
They are really cool.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to go to work every day, so that's important.
And your coffee's delicious there.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never had it.
I haven't either. It just smells great. When I walk in the morning, if I have a morning appointment, I walk in, that coffee smells great. So I'm going to do one more song here.
Okay.
This is Me from You for the 80s. So
What is it?
So you're going to like it, I think. I hope. Oh, my God. I'm crossing my fingers. I hope she likes it.
Got this in pocket. Gunpowder. I'm going to use it. Intention. Motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving.
KX 93.5, and some of the best conversations happen off air.
That's true.
We were talking about, I just explained a story to Dr. Stein about the lengths I went through to get out of a situational date at one point.
No, you actually didn't say what you do to get out of it.
Well, I stay, okay, so a date wasn't going great for me. Let's start there. A date was not going great. I was in Las Vegas at the time and in a hotel room. So I didn't want to offend the person I was with by saying, hey, man, this isn't working out, or for whatever reason, I'm not attracted. I didn't want to say those things because I didn't want to be rude.
Of course.
So I pretended to be sick. I said, oh, excuse me, I think I drank too much. Let me run to the restroom real fast. So while I was in the restroom, not sick, I was fake making the noise of fake vomiting and then pouring water into the toilet, you know, to make it sound like we're
and
getting
contagious.
So I did that for about 5 minutes, and then I came out and said, you know, I'm not feeling great. Maybe we can have breakfast tomorrow or something. And that's what we did. And it worked out.
That was nice of you. Well, you showed up for breakfast.
Yes, of course. I did show up for breakfast.
But you could be still sick.
I almost thought of canceling because of that.
Don't feel that great.
But then I was, for breakfast, that wasn't like a date situation. Mm-hmm. So I really wasn't, you know, I had no problems having breakfast.
Nice,
yes. Well, I just didn't want to be rude. How have you gotten? Have you ever done that? Have you ever like said, oh, this isn't working out?
No, I'm a sucker. I feel bad. So I stick to it. That's
not good. You should be able to just like go, you know what? This isn't working out. I'm leaving. But see, I wasn't even able to do that. I had to fake sickness. But
I know.
Yeah.
You know, that actually was my New Year's resolution, to just be more assertive.
Right.
I don't want to, like, someone invites you for something and just say, no, I don't want to go.
Right.
I can't do that.
Oh,
and then so I say yes. And then in the last minute, I have to make up a huge story. So it gets worse, right? So you end up disappointing the person.
Right.
Do you do that, or you can't say no?
I'm in some situations, yeah, I'm the same way. I hate that moment.
Or you go and then you resent the thing. God damn, I have to go to this thing today. Right?
Right. I've done that.
And sometimes the person doesn't even care if you say no.
Right.
I just can't.
You'd have been better off just saying no
to begin with.
For everyone involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are here at the KX Takeover. It's Thursday. We have Dr. Vivian Stein, big supporter of KX and the morning show. The numbers here. What's that number here that you have there?
It's 715-5936 or 715-4859.
I'd love to have one of your office people call in and tell me a story about what it's like to work for you.
I think it's time's up, right?
It's almost.
It's at 9.
Oh, look at the time. Yeah. And I swear that I'll make sure that I wouldn't imagine that they say, no, she burns us with cigarettes while you're not looking.
Tomorrow they'll get worse. I'm still going there tomorrow, right?
That's
right.
And
there's still a payroll too.
So the office themselves, mm-hmm. the girls that work with you, you have a good bunch. You brought them last night to the comedy show that I do. They're a lot of fun to begin mm-hmm. with. Do you find when you go out with someone that you're working with in a social environment mm-hmm. that you pull back a little bit you're not that pull back girl?
I don't think we pull back even at work.
Wow.
It's very relaxed. I think we are very, you know, we are who we are,
right?
And nobody is trying to be something else.
No wonder it's a great
scene.
That's
cool, yeah.
No wonder that's a great scene.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned earlier your dad was a dentist. Mm-hmm. Did he work on the family's teeth?
Yeah, and it was awful. you know how it is when you have someone in your family that cuts hair, you never get
right.
a haircut.
Oh, God.
Or you get a fast haircut.
Yes.
You know, it takes 3 months to get in and you have like dreadlocks. So the same thing.
Right.
You know, we are not paying patients.
So you had to wait.
So it's like, oh, come today. Oh, no, it's not going to work. So there's someone coming. So come tomorrow.
I'm sorry, your pyorrhea is going to have to wait.
That's right. I had braces with my dad and it took like 3 years.
So he installed the braces?
Yeah. It took like a year to install and a year to take it out. It took a bracket at a time.
Well, I got a great song coming up for you. I have a song you're going to like.
What is that?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
We're just going to play it here in a little bit. So anyway, you got just a few minutes left. I first of all, want to thank you for being a supporter of the morning show and KX93.5 as a whole. We love you here. We really do.
This is a great station.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you have us on at the office. I love that you're listening to us.
No, it's funny because I have a 4-minute commute.
Right?
Actually, it's a 4-mile, 8 minutes.
Okay.
And I listen to you. I park my car and I stay inside the car just to listen a little bit longer.
Oh, you're just the best. Look at
Aww.
You. see that tear? That tear is real there. Okay. All right. Let's give you another song here. We're talking to Dr. Vivian Stein, cosmetic dentistry friend. Awesome, cosmetic dentistry at her office, and also some decent music that she selects.
Listen, Get in and get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitch on. Take a long ride on my blood bike till I'm ready.
Get ready.
Raise a little thing all over.
That's Queen. Now, you saw the movie, right?
I did. What, I love it.
It was a good movie?
It was great.
All right, now, I have yet to... I feel I'm embarrassed to say it.
You should be.
I have yet to see it. And only because, you know, I'm a freak, so I can't go into a theater. It's that
because of the germs.
The germs. And the lice in the fabric of the seats is what I'm worried about, too. So
you were. That's my big thing.
So I'd look funny carrying some big plastic bag and draping it over the seats.
Or you can go with a shower cap.
Yeah, that's not a good look for a movie.
As soon as they turn off the lights, you just put your shower cap on.
Why aren't they calling me back on these dating websites? Oh, that's why.
That would be great to be in a date and do that, right?
Hold on, I've got to put my shower cap on before we sit in this movie
theater. I'm afraid of the lights.
Yes! Well, anyway,
you can't justify that.
You can't.
That's normal. Right.
So tell me about the movie. You thought you should see it in the big theater because of the music.
Because it's the music and the whole, it's not just the performance. It's like the music. It's really nice.
It becomes an experience if you see it in the theater. So me just watching it at the house on Netflix in 6 months isn't...
It's not the same. Right. I don't think it's the same. Right. It was good. You should go.
I will. As soon as I can
you
get past
that. You said that like 3 months ago.
I know, I did.
You did.
That's me. That's me. Oh, yeah, I'll go. And then three months go by.
Yeah. I'm telling you. It's like saying, you want to do something such a... Sure, I'll be there.
Yeah, you know, I do that too. Lisa Farber, who comes on Fridays, and you like her report.
I love it.
Yeah, you like her. So,
I love to listen to that so you see everything that is happening in the weekend.
Isn't that cool?
It's really cool.
And you know what she does to me? She'll say, oh, this and this is happening
and
here.
And you say, I'm coming.
Right.
I'm going to meet you there.
And I never do. I do sometimes. I shouldn't say that. We do go places. But yeah, a lot of times I don't. And then she beats me up about it all on the, you know, where were you? We were waiting on you. So again, what are the numbers here, doctor?
It's 715-5936. So 715-4859.
And those are the numbers to call, to donate, or just become a member. Dr. Stein is one of our favorite business members, and it's really, really easy. And it works out for everybody. Anyone you want to say hello, goodbye to, anything like that?
No.
I'm really comfortable where my life is now, Ed. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Dr. Stein, it's been an absolute pleasure with you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
And you made it so easy.
Oh, you're so awesome. Hmm. Thank you so much. Thanks for all your support. And one song as we leave, man. Here you go. Dr. Stein from the 80s.